NPR.
Hey, everybody. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Cardiff Garcia, and I'm joined today by Sally Herships in her last week with us. Sally.
Boo-hoo.
I know. But, you know, it's also your last week because our beloved mutual friend, Stacey Vanek-Smith, will be back on the show soon.
Yay!
Yeah. And it's not like we've lost you forever. I mean, you're going to keep doing stories with us.
Yes.
Right?
I'm going to keep coming back.
Good. And a little bit of a gift on your way out the door. You basically get to grill me today.
And as an added bonus, right?
Yes.
We have a jargon bell here, and my hand is hovering over it, like 3/4 of an inch
for instances when I use jargon, basically.
I'm ready.
Yeah, go ahead and hit it. What does it sound like? Okay, good. So
that was delicious.
Basically, on today's show, we're going to kind of take a step back, look at the worlds of finance, business, and economics, and see what is worth following for the next 3 months, because today is the last day of the third quarter. We're heading into Q4.
Woohoo!
Here we go.
Support for NPR and the following message come from TransferWise, the revolutionary way to send money abroad. Join over 5 million people and businesses who save when they send money to over 70 countries. Test it out for free at TransferWise.com/NPR or download the app.
So what is the first thing on your list? What is the first thing you were looking at here?
Well, I kind of think, first of all, we need to nod at politics, right?
Is there something going on?
Not just politics, but geopolitics. For example, the possibility that President Donald Trump might be impeached, okay? My question is, how is that going to affect his negotiations in the trade war with China and with other countries? Because if it looks like the president will be politically harmed by impeachment, then other countries might change their strategy for negotiating the trade wars, all right?
Right, because a president who's just been impeached is going to have a lot less clout than
could
a president
be weakened.
Who's not.
Exactly. And so there's a question then, for example, of whether or not China is willing to endure higher tariffs both in the U.S. and in China until the next election. Will it change its strategy to negotiating trade with the president? That's just one example, okay? Here's another one. There have been escalating tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran recently, and that could have an effect on oil markets, on the price of oil. So I'm watching that because that actually affects normal people, right?
You mean like many people?
Yeah, a lot of people.
A lot of people.
People who like fill up their cars with gas or have to pay for their heating bill, right? Like the price of oil affects that, right? So I'm looking at that. And then finally, of course, there's the possibility of Brexit, all the negotiations happening in the UK about whether or not it's going to end up leaving the European Union, okay? Whether or not it's going to happen at the end of October, whether there's going to be a delay. That's all happening right now. And the reason I'm watching that is because that could have an effect on the British economy, which itself is pretty big, but it also could have cascading effects on the whole European economy, which is enormous. So I'm watching that. So that's geopolitics. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, that's a lot of hot mess, tangles of spaghetti.
Yes.
All right. So what's next on our list?
Okay. So I am looking at the market for initial public offerings. This is when companies first start trading on the stock exchange. Okay. There's a reason I'm looking at this. So companies like Uber and Lyft and Peloton started trading on the stock exchange earlier this year, and they've all been huge disappointments. And more recently, the company WeWork and the company Endeavor that had planned to go public, that had planned to start trading on the stock market, they have postponed their IPOs, their initial public offerings. And so this is really interesting to me because I think a lot of people are looking more carefully at the business model that big companies like these, big tech-related companies like these tend to use. And so what's ended up happening is that they've seen that these companies lose a ton of money, right? And they're more skeptical of that business model where basically they just try to get a ton of customers like Uber did. It just tried to get as many customers as it could. And it's been losing money and borrowing a ton of money. And it's been a massive disappointment in the stock market. And that is affecting other companies that might also want to go public. And it's going to be kind of interesting to see if other companies that follow in their wake also keep trying to use this same business model, just trying to sell as much as they can, get as many customers, but they don't actually pay attention to whether or not they're profitable, to whether or not they're making money. you know?
Okay, so we have politics, we have IPOs.
Yes.
What is next?
Okay, next up is the third quarter gross domestic product report for the United States.
Go for it.
I think it's worth it.
All right.
Look, this is essentially the quarterly report that we get every few months. That measures how the U.S. economy is getting along. And we're going to learn a lot in the third quarter report, which comes out on October 30th, about the U.S. economy, but also indirectly about the global economy. So we're going to find out, for example, what kind of effects the trade war is having on U.S. trade with other countries. We're going to find out how the consumer in the U.S., this is people buying things, before we hit that jargon bell.
Oh, my okay. God. No, we know what consumers are. We don't have to hit that bell.
Fair enough. Which has kind of held up because the labor market has been doing pretty well. In other words, we're still creating jobs in the U.S. People are still getting wage rises at a relatively decent pace, and that has kept people spending money, okay? But here's the one I'm really looking at, okay? We're also going to find out the extent to which businesses are increasing the amount of money they invest in things like buildings, equipment, research, okay? And business investment matters a lot for the economy because it's sort of like the foundation on which the economy is going to grow in the future, okay? And so this is interesting to me because remember the big tax cut, tax package at the end of 2017, right? It lowered corporate tax rates, which was supposed to incentivize companies to spend more money on things like buildings, on things like equipment and research, and to give their workers the tools to become more efficient, right? So far, the evidence shows that the increase in business investment has been kind of disappointing since that time. It was supposed to go up at a much faster rate than it has, and we're going to get even more information on that in the third quarter GDP report. So that's very exciting.
So you mean the idea is that when businesses got this tax cut, they would take the money they saved on taxes and then invest it in all of these things instead of just giving their CEOs higher salaries?
Yes, that is effectively what they were supposed to do.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm excited to see the answer to this too.
Yeah. But Sally, I got a little bonus for you.
Ooh, okay. A bonus? Yeah. Okay.
I want to tell people, do not sleep on the U.S. housing market. All right. Here's something that I think a lot of people may not know. Last month, the month of August, was by a couple of measures the best month for the U.S. housing market since before the global recession.
What? How is that possible?
Well, so I'm talking specifically about housing starts, which is a measure for... Go ahead. Yeah. That's a measure for how many houses have actually broken ground. In other words, where has there been construction actually beginning on new houses, right? New housing. And so this is a big deal because mortgage rates are very low right now. They've fallen a lot in roughly the last year, and that incentivizes people to get interested in buying houses. And so if there's a lot of construction, if there's a lot of new housing that we're going to essentially see in the coming months, okay, that might have big effects on the U.S. economy because usually when there's a new house, that means there's somebody who's also going to like buy furniture and might even buy a new car to put in the garage. And that, of course, spurs buying in all the stuff that goes into a house. Okay, so it can have knock-on effects in the economy. And traditionally, the housing market has been what economists like to call a leading indicator. Okay, so when the housing market's doing well, it means that the rest of the economy typically also follows. So don't sleep on the U.S. housing market. It might be better than a lot of people realize in the coming months. Yeah.
So if the housing market is so strong, does this mean maybe we're not headed for a recession?
It could help, right? I mean, it's hard to say because a lot of people have worried that the U.S. economy is headed into a recession because economic growth in the rest of the world has been really disappointing this year. And it looks right now as if economic growth in the U.S. also might be slowing down. But the economy is still growing, okay? And if the housing market picks up, it could be something that helps prevent that kind of worst-case scenario where the U.S. does, in fact, fall into a recession. So let's hope so.
Let's celebrate that with a ding of the jargon bell.
Bet. All right. Sally, you're still with us for a couple more days this week. And then after that, you're off to get married. Congratulations.
Yay.
Then you're definitely coming back to the Indicator.
And then I'm coming back after a short honeymoon.
Okay. Good. All right. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much for everything, Sally.
I mean that. Thanks for having me.
All right. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan. Our intern is Nadia Lewis. Patty Hirsch is the editor. And The Indicator is a production of NPR. nice.